Good morning, everybody. This is Shelley Wilson coming from the Harborfront studio with a special guest today who everybody thought was a little bit crazy. His name is Christopher Columbus, and as you all know, he has returned just from the lengthy voyage across the menacing oceans to bring back gold, wealth, and knowledge to our beautiful king, queen, and country. Give him a big warm welcome, Christopher Columbus.
Yes, well, good morning to you too, Shelley, and all the listeners of Sail, Ships, and Gold. It is an honor to be here today. I nearly didn't make it, though, as one of my ships, the Santa Maria, was wrecked on the way back, but the good old Pinter and Nina got us home.
Christopher.
Please. Call me Big Chris, or Christo. I never really liked Christopher, as that is what I was called when I was in trouble with my mother when I was a boy. Always playing down at the docks, catching small fish, swimming at the beach. And then I would hear, Christopher! Christopher! Have you finished your homework? Well, I showed her. I sailed to the New World.
Yes, yes, you did sail to the New World. High five!
Yeah.
Okay, Big Chris, tell me, and the rest of the world, who thought the Earth was flat, a little bit about yourself?
Well, Shelley, I was born in Genoa, Italy. I'm the eldest of five to a poor family of wool merchants. Even though we were poor, I had lived in Portugal and Spain. I grew up wanting to be an explorer and navigator. And I got my first taste of being a sailor when I was protecting Spain from the Moors. Basically, we were pirates, but the good ones.
Would you say, Big Chris, that you, being from a poor family, motivated you to become an explorer?
Well, I believe I was chosen in life to do something great, and when my request was granted by King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain to explore a western sea route to China and India, I took it. There was going to be spice everywhere, but it turned out a little different. Hey, did you know that I was turned down 3 times before I was granted the ships for my exploration?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I had the ships, but I didn't have the sailors. It took some time, but I got all 90 of them in the end. A lot were hard to convince that it was possible to find a western sea route to China. And don't forget the mermaids and sea creatures that's supposed to be out there. But some sailors have some funny superstitions.
Okay then, let's go back to August 3rd, 1492. You set sail from this very harbor of Palos, Spain.
Hey, Shelley. Did Spain win the 1492 World Cup soccer last year? I missed the finals.
Yeah, Spain won. Moving on. Tell us about the day you left.
Well, it was a great day. The 3 ships, the Pinta, Santa Maria, and the Nina, set sail with about 90 crew. All of us in our fast caravels were off on a voyage of a lifetime. I was going to prove wrong all those people who didn't believe in me. I just wanted to explore. The priest wanted me to set up new missionaries to spread the word of Christianity. The king and queen of Spain wanted a new colony set up, but I knew they wanted gold as well. We all do. Did you know that my old friend Marco Polo talked of gold and riches to be found on his trips? I found little gold and fewer riches, but I did bring back with me some Indians, new fruit and vegetables, and some fascinating animals. Hey, that's an idea. I will call my second officer in charge to bring up one of the Indians. Lieutenant Waters, please get one of the Indians, please.
What's an Indian? Is it a type of bird or new exotic fruit?
No. It's what I've named the people that lived on the island we discovered. Well, you know, as I said before about going west to China and India, I made a little miscalculation. What I thought was India was not. The island that we discovered that I named San Salvador was definitely not India, but I still had India on my mind, so I called the people from the islands Indians.
What was it like on the voyage?
It was rough at times. I had to keep 2 logbooks, one with the real distances we travelled and ones with fake ones.
Why'd you do that for?
Well, the crew were getting a little bit jumpy. We nearly had a mutiny at one stage. It turned out to be 1 day before our lives were changed forever. The crew were losing hope, and I had to tell them that we were nearly there to China. I tell you, I had to sleep with one eye open there for a while. But then, on that magical day of October 12th, land was spotted. The men went crazy. We all started dancing. Sailors were sliding down the sails. Even the cook came out of his kitchen to celebrate. But it wasn't China or India, but it was land.
What is this guy doing over here?
Thank you, Lieutenant Waters, bringing him here to me. This is one of the Indians I was telling you about. He's quite harmless, I assure you. They don't wear much clothes, but they are harmless.
Can I ask him a question, Big Chris?
Sure, go for it.
How did your people feel when they first seen the ships and the sailors?
We all thought that these men were from the spirit world or something. I didn't want to trust them, but our chief greeted these men with kind gifts and plentiful food. All they wanted was gold.